In Athens' Syntagma Square, anger is mixed with dejection. Despite the mass protest this week, Greece's parliament approved spending cuts of $40 billion demanded by the EU and IMF bailout. Outside, the people remain defiant.
People and workers will fight on the streets to have these measures cancelled, these measures that destroy workers' rights and ruin our lives and are in coordination with the European Union and the International Monetary Fund.
In Athens and across Europe, there is speculation that everyone would be better off if Greece left the euro currency and the EU altogether. Not so, says Philip White of analyst group The Centre for European Reform.
Greece could not leave the Eurozone without having, first of all, a run on its banking system. Second, it would not restore Greece to debt sustainability. And third, it would cut off Greece from potentially vital lines of support.
EU politicians opposed to the Greek bailout and to European integration in general have been making their view startlingly clear.
Well, the euro is not going to survive in its current configuration. It will be, I'm sure we're going to see countries peeling off. It may become in a few years' time the greater Deutschmark zone, and that is quite possible.
President of the European Council, Herman Van Rompuy, says the doomsayers are wrong.
In my view, the state of the Union is not so bad, even if the mood is not so good. But the mood is this afternoon much better than this morning, after the positive vote in the Greek Parliament. Ladies and gentlemen, political courage still exists.
That courage will be tested to the limit if the debt crisis spreads beyond Greece. Spain is the Eurozone's fourth biggest economy, but it is weighed down with high debt and 20% unemployment. The construction sector was decimated by the financial crisis. Again, analyst Philip White of the Centre for European Reform.
Greece could not leave the Eurozone without provoking contagion and question marks over the continued membership of other countries that are potentially in difficulty.
There may be talk of countries leaving the EU, but this week the Union prepared to welcome its newest member as Croatia completed accession talks. Analysts say despite the euro crisis, the opportunities presented by EU membership still outweigh the risks for many countries on Europe's fringes. Henry Ridgewell for VOA News, London.